So for everybody out there, if you get your credit up, it's free game on their show. Then what happens is, okay, you got $100,000 from the bank.
Go ahead.
Slow that shit down. We're gonna watch it over and over.
You just got $100,000 from the bank. It's an auto loan. Mm-hmm. It's at 3% for the first 90 days.
3%?
3 to 5%, right? Damn. For the first 90 days. After that, it turns to a personal loan. The interest rate go higher. What happens is now you got a bankroll. So now if you want to risk somebody money, risk the bank's money. So when you see a Wall Street trapper, when you see the Earn Your Leisures and the Earners Anonymous, you now can say, okay, well, shit, them folk money anyway. So I put $10,000 over there, test it out. See, this is where now, but what happens is most of us will get the money and go blow it. Instead of going and blowing it, you got these white folk money, go invest it. Go figure out and gamble their money. So now instead of rolling dice, you're saying, okay, let me put $10,000 on Ethereum. Let me put $10,000 in Bitcoin and see how it grows. Then you start to learn and then you get comfortable because now that's the beauty of all of us. We got communities where you can come and get with people who look like you, who making the same moves. When you got niggas out the streets making $200,000 a month who look like you off of investing money, right, flipping less than you had. Right, they flipping less than you have, but they making $200,000 a month, and they look just like you. Mm-hmm. The issue is education and getting comfortable. But if you ain't comfortable enough to risk what you didn't risk your life for, then go get the white folk money with the credit. Come back and play the game with them. That's how you gonna get to the next level. That's how you earn your leisure.
I'm with him.
So how did he get a loan on a car?
So basically, he applied for Navy Federal. There is nowhere on there that you have to have this car. There is nowhere on there that they're making you put this check toward this car.
Okay.
There is nowhere on there, sir.
Is it like an equity line on the car?
It's not off the car. It's basically he went to them, requested, hey, look, this is the case. I'm asking for $21,000 off my credit for you guys to give me a check. And literally, I can go cash the check myself. He cannot deposit it in his accounts. I could have done.
Well, what collateral did he use for the $21,000?
His credit. It's his credit. He's opened the account, the personal loan, on his account. It's really open on his account.
So it's a personal loan for $21,000.
Yes, sir.
So basically, he's getting a personal loan that he ain't intending to pay back, basically, is what you're telling me.
No, he's paying it back.
Okay.
He has to pay it back.